Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Sourcing and selling collectible toys isn't exactly child's play. Here now to share his trade secrets is John Phipps. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller Joe Five Collectibles. All one word. John, how do you acquire collectible toys?
Wow, that's quite an introduction. I'm not sure I'll be able to do all that. Depends on where you are in life. Like you, Lee, I'll be 75 in December also.
Oh.
And
what
yeah,
day?
The 24th.
On the 20th.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, we're really close.
Yeah. Leave it up to our mothers to find a man to impregnate them during World War II.
I'm so happy with my life. I couldn't be happier.
Me too. I agree.
I'm glad they did it when they did it.
Yep.
They did it for country.
Yes.
They did it. They did it for me. That's what they did it for.
Right.
But anyhow, what I like to do is I like to plan everything that I do. So that means that I have to do research on what toys are valuable. There's billions and billions of toys out there, but what I do is I go on eBay and I look at the sold listings and the highest price listings, and that gives me a really good idea of what toys are collectible and valuable. So then I make records of all these toys, and then I go out and I look for them. So I go to auctions and estate sales, flea markets, etc. I have my business card, and I give it to my friends and acquaintances. It's a big job. It's a huge job. It's a hard job.
So what strategy do you use to sell the collectible toys? You have it in your hand. What strategy do you use at that point?
Well, I think collectible items sell anytime. So I can list them anytime I want. So what I have to do is I have to make the best listing possible. And I'm getting ready now to start heavily listing. And so one of the first things I'm going to do is I'm going to dish a listing with you guys. So that would be the first and the best way to sell your item is to make sure your listing is fantastic. The next things would be to say you have an album of Bob Dylan or something like that, and say he has a problem. Say maybe he gets sick or something. And passes away, well, that would make his album very valuable, or more valuable, maybe bump up the price. So you got to keep track of what items you have, and how the economy or something might affect that. The other thing you don't want to do is to discourage bidders. Don't block the bidders. Offer international shipping. Respond to all emails. Stuff like that. And don't overlist price the toy.
What are the most popular and valuable toys to collect?
Well, I just did some research on eBay, and the number one toy that I found was, let me see what I have here. It's toys. Okay, the number of listings on eBay, the toys listed on eBay, these are live listings, so they're not sold. 6.7 million toys are listed under Toys and Hobbies on eBay. Now, under the sold listings, which I believe is 90 days they have them on there, is 4 million toys have sold under the category Toys and Hobbies.
And, Griff, do you want to tell people why that should not stop you from listing toys because there are 4 million that just sold?
It's a lot of traffic.
No kidding.
And yours might be rarer than you think. Yours might be rarer.
To me, it's great news.
Yeah.
That's great news.
Definitely.
There's a lot of activity going on. There's a lot of people looking.
Stuff is selling. I mean, to me, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
So,
just let me finish a little bit here. Star Wars Star Wars is the number one selling toy on eBay. And then number two would be Legos. Three is Barbies. Four is Transformers. Five would be Tonka. Of my list. This is my list. And the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and then the Kenner Mask toys. Those would be the list of toys that have sold over 10,000 in the last 90 days.
Wow.
So who collects toys? What kinds of people?
little rich kids.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
I think mainly investors, because I figured that I was an investor when I first started collecting toys, because I wanted to have something that I could sell or get some income when I retired. Of course, the Internet wasn't around when I was collecting these toys. But the other people who collect toys would be nostalgic collectors, so they have something they want from their youth. They would buy a toy, but that's in a way investing too. So I believe everybody who collects a toy is an investor. They look at it like putting some money into something now, and then maybe, if depends on where they are in their life, 30 years from now, they could sell it for a nice profit.
When you first started collecting before the Internet, did you keep everything in its box and not open it?
Absolutely. I got real lucky because my uncle was a toy collector, and he gave me the idea that, boy, he's doing pretty good with these old toys. So I went out, and I went to Toys R Us, and I bought Transformer toys. I bought Star Wars toys. This is 30-plus years ago, and I still have them today. And I've been selling them here and there, but they are super valuable now.
And you keep them in the box?
Oh, absolutely. You don't want to ever open up a toy, unless you want to play with it. A child, you know, that's the only thing you have to worry about. The child sees the box of toys, and they want to play with the toy, so they'll take it out of the box. You want to keep it sealed. You don't want to bend it. You don't want to scrape it. You don't want to do anything bad to that box, because that is what makes it valuable.
So how should toys be priced and described in the listing?
This is my favorite question. This is a very difficult question. You have to research the toy. You have to do a lot of just looking at the quality of the toy. You have to see, like I said, you have to research it on eBay. Look at the sold highest price, or sold whatever it's sold for in the highest price. And then you have to make a decision. Do you want to? I prefer to list 10-day listings with a reasonable price, because I feel a lot of people who are collecting this toy will actually bid on it. So you have somebody who's bidding on it, and maybe there's somebody else who wants it, and they'll bid on it. So you might get it to a real high price on bidding. If you do decide to put it on, buy it now or make an offer, you should put a reasonable price on that. If you're gambling and you want to put a real high price, and some person might, bid a high price, well, it might never sell. I've seen many toys that never sell because the prices are too high.
So how should a toy be packaged for shipment?
Packaging. I sell toys that have sold for over $2,000. And believe me, I bent over backwards to package this toy, so nothing ever would happen to it. So you have to make sure you use good, clean, quality packaging material. You have to use soft paper. You wrap it first. You wrap it in soft paper. If it has a fold on it, some toys have little flaps. They have, and if you bend that flap, that you could lose hundreds of dollars just by bending that flap. So you have to secure that toy to make sure it doesn't bend or move. So you wrap it carefully. You use bubble wrap, or you use foam rubber, or you use something to secure that toy so it doesn't move. Then you wrap it in bubble wrap. Then you put it in a larger box. You don't put it in a small box and just stuff it in there, because you never know what might ding that box. And by the time you finish, you have a larger box with either peanuts, those foam peanuts, or air, those soft air packets, and you package it in there, and you seal it up nicely. You seal it on all the sides. You seal it around the middle. You make sure that box is in good condition, and it's going to get there without, you know, as much damage as little damage, no damage.
When you're out there looking for stuff, you've been doing it so long now,
right,
that you probably know when you find something that's really good. But can you tell us of one find that you made that you sold for a lot of money on eBay?
Well, I think the toy that I've had you guys look at it a couple times too. It was a Tonka truck, and it was on eBay. Are you talking about on eBay? You're talking about
no. I want to know what you bought and then sold on eBay for more money.
Okay, I bought a Tonka truck. It was a Big Mac truck, beautiful condition. And the mistake the seller did is he put it on as buy it now at a lower price. So I immediately knew what that truck would sell for. So I bought the truck at buy it now, and I resold it. I made about $500 on that truck.
Oh, yeah. My. What did you pay for it? Do you remember?
About $400.
And you sold it for $900?
Yes.
That's groovy.
Griff.
It's very hard to do, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody is trying to find that one item. So if you keep watching your new listings, you know, somebody else might have beat you to it.
So, John, are you still collecting, or are you selling everything?
I do.
You're still collecting?
Mr. Customer Service says, you know, I'd be a lot happier if I didn't have any inventory. That means everything would be gone.
And you never know what your kids are going to do with them. You remember earlier in the show I mentioned that I was going to get rid of all my lunch boxes?
Yeah.
My daughter typed, "Why are you selling the lunch boxes?
Yep.
Don't freaking sell them." I said, "I'm going to." She says, "I don't care. I like them. It makes your house look cool."
Ah, geez. Exactly.
Who knew?
Well, thank you so much, John. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Up next, more eBay Radio.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Hop on down the bunny trail to more sales this Easter with a celebration of all things spring. List anything pastel, flowered, or suitable for an Easter basket, as well as anything bunny or egg related. Promote any crosses you may have, such as pendants or earrings, and don't put all your marketing eggs in one basket. Make an Easter collection on eBay, then put together an Easter items and ideas board on Pinterest. Post Easter recipes or fun ways to color eggs on your Facebook business page with a link to your store. Tweet links to your most Eastery items. Finally, look for Easter decor on clearance and stock up for next year.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
I know I'm leaving money on the table because I don't sell internationally. Oh, but selling overseas is just too complicated.
I use Indicia. It makes shipping to other countries as easy as shipping to my own backyard.
How is that even possible?
Well, for starters, Indicia builds the customs form right into the shipping label. I just enter my customer's data. Indicia chooses the right form, then fills it in automatically.
What about country restrictions?
That's where Indicia's international mail advisor comes in. It warns me about restrictions or prohibitions so I don't end up with disappointed buyers.
Can Indicia handle shipping to APO and FBO addresses? Those scare me too.
Easy peasy. Indicia includes an electronic signature and round date stamp on the customs form, so you can just give the package to your carrier.
I know I'll make more sales if I start selling internationally.
You sure will. So it pays to have Indicia, but don't just take my word for it. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com/international.
I'm on it. Indicia.com/international. That's Endicia.com/international.